All right, I gotta document this synchronicities I'm experiencing right now. It's kind of overwhelming, but I don't know. I've seen 11-11 today. I've seen 111. I put in a get a tractor to a psycho, not psycho, randonaut. It took me to a car 11. That was yesterday. Right now, my car says that it has 111 miles left in its range to go to empty, I guess, or whatever. My radio right now says FM 1, channel 1. There's two ones in my odometer reading. It's just looking around, there's $3 bills on my seat, 111. It's a little over, it's almost like laughable. It's, what is going on? I keep focusing on my future and how I want to make a living and how, where my happy is. And my happy is at home. Being domestic. If I can make a living being at home, doing something creative, writing, or I don't even know what. That's what I've been focusing on, because that's what I want. That's my happy, is creating a home and working from home, doing something creative where I can be with my family and kids. That's the dream. And that's what I want, and that's what I know I'm capable of. Then seeing all these synchronicities, like ones and sevens, and I'm starting to feel like, am I making it up? But it seems to be smacking me in the face right now, so I can't. I don't think I'm making it up. I just don't know what it means. I don't know what any of it means. There might be something to it. Because it's definitely happening, and I'm a see it to believe it type of person, and I'm. It keeps smacking me in the face, so I see it. I don't know what to do. Like, this law of attraction thing just sounds so out of the weirdness to me. But then again, I can start to understand it, that if you are in touch with your higher self, then you know how the universe works, and your will, free will, is that powerful, so powerful that it can influence the actual world we're perceiving now. This is what I'm starting to. As crazy as that sounds to me, and if I heard myself say that, I would think I was nuts, but it makes sense. And even in a scientific way, which is why I think I can feel more comfortable about it. In a scientific sense, it does make sense. If you get down to a quantum physics type level. But the synchronicities are just flying at me, and I don't know what to do with them. I don't know what angel numbers are. They sound ridiculous when I think about them. I'm gonna read about them because I can't dismiss anything. Soon as you dismiss something, it takes it out of play. And who knows? Maybe it's the key to everything. I don't know. But the synchronicities are nuts right now. And I don't know what to do with that. And I think I should not panic or worry about doing the wrong thing with that. I think is my initial is what I started to worry about. If I'm giving if I am being given this amazing opportunity, I don't want to miss it, and I don't want to bungle it, and I don't want to mess it up, is what I keep thinking. But I need to relax and trust that if I am actually being given this gift, then I am ready for this gift. So let's just see what happens. Don't try to force an interpretation. Just choose what is best for you in any given moment. From one moment to the next, just choose what's best for you. Like right now, this moment, it's best for me just talking to myself in my car. And, oh, Willie almost tripped. And in the next moment, what makes sense to me is going to be going back in inside. I swear it makes sense to me. I keep trying to imagine how I might sound to someone else, but I can't worry about that, really. But yeah, I just... synchronicities are really smacking me in the face right now. So, and I don't know what to do with it. I think I should just gladly take the slaps and just watch and observe and just continue to live my life. That's the whole... I used to get really annoyed when people would say the chop wood, carry water, carry wood and chop water. I don't... obviously, it's not chop water, but that saying, because I'd ask a question on, like, I need help, I need guidance, and then they'd be like, well, all you gotta do is chop wood, carry water, and yes, it will eventually make sense, which now it's starting to make sense, but when someone is searching for answers and has no clue about what's going on, you don't just hit them with vagueness like that. That's just rude. That's just you trying to feel superior, I think. But I don't know. Just the synchronicities are intense at the moment. And I keep repeating myself. I don't know what to do about it. Don't try to do anything about it. Just observe. If you're getting hit over the head with it, then what you've been being told about it must be true, that a spiritual something is coming, right? Just observe. And be quiet. Don't try to interpret. And don't think you're going to mess it up. You're gonna be just fine. Just follow your heart and how what you feel in your soul. Your energies. It will guide you. And they will tell you what you need to do. I'm starting to develop a theory about mass awakenings. Like, I just saw a video of, I'm watching the Gary Goldman special right now. It's free on YouTube right now for this weekend, if you don't know. It's pretty good so far, but they got to a part with Robert Kelly. And I've been a big fan of Robert Kelly for a long time, and I know how he is and all this, and they were both sitting across the table from each other, like, talking about how they came to terms with their depressions and this and this, and they're pretty much describing what I feel like I'm going through, like how I just some days came to terms with my depressions and learned how to undo the bad behavior it caused, that my traumas have caused. And it seems like just out of nowhere you do, and that these guys were talking like that, like that's what happened. And I see Robert Kelly used to be the super macho, wear sports jerseys all the time and this and that, and now I see him wearing nice stylish glasses, a nice shirt, and you know, nicely shaved head, and it's like he purposely didn't take care of himself because it wasn't manly, and now he doesn't give a shit. And the only way you can do some kind of paradigm shift like that in your life is if something like in a spiritual awakening has happened. That's the only way I can think of it. It's the only way I can describe how I feel and how inexplicable this complete change in how I perceive everything. That's what I've been trying to do, is make sense of this complete 180 in my negative thinking. Like, I've tried in the past to learn how to reverse this and did things and tried things. And with, I mean, the demon of depression, it didn't really help me do them effectively, but I tried. And, you know, nothing ever really came from it, but... And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom, it just switches. And if it's happening to me, people like Robert Kelly, people who are prominent and it's happening to, Jim Carrey is a big one. Those in the public eye, and that's why I think it's if it's happening to them in the public eye, it's happening to a lot of other people as well. And maybe I'm part of that. Maybe a lot of people around me are part of that. Maybe this is what we need to start understanding one another in order to not destroy ourselves. It's like the universe sees that we're in a downward spiral to cavemanism again, where we're just going to kill each other for not being like us. So the universe is now doing mass awakenings to sort of balance out the new Neanderthals that are starting to develop. Their perspectives are gotten too narrow, and we're trying to widen them a little bit with mass awakenings. Like, starting to feel a blockage of energy when I was saying that, like something didn't want me to say it. And an energy didn't want me to say it. I don't know. I feel like I'm nuts, but that's just how I feel at the moment. And that's my biggest fear, is feeling or losing grip on reality, sanity, whatever. But right now, honestly, I don't feel like that's the case. I feel like I'm exploring multi-dimensions of my reality. And yeah, it's going to look completely different. And that's why you're going to feel like you're going crazy, because it's not going to match where you're based. Like right now, my physical body is my base, and I have to make sure things are there, good there, before I can venture out into the other levels of reality. And on a quantum physics level, that makes 100% sense. Don't ask me to explain it, because I can't 100%, but I feel someone with the background could make that connection. Because it resonates with me, and it feels like that's what's happening. And I think I'm getting hit over the head with all these synchronicities is because I started to doubt myself when I started to feel like this. I felt like the physical body was a root, and as long as their physical body was good and stable, your mind would allow you to phase into other senses of reality, like that are foreign to you because you don't need them for your physical body to operate in that world. You don't need it, but you will need these senses and these things that you don't use to explore those other realities or dimensions of your reality. So again, I'm checking myself and I'm trying to see, am I talking crazy? But no, I feel confident on a scientific level. So I wish there was a way to study this, because, like, if I was able to put together a study, I'd be able to just, like, answer all these hypotheticals. Like, what if, I don't know. But yeah, synchronicities brought me here to what I'm... Like, I was writing something down earlier at work, and as I was reading each number, like, I had to, there's a thing we do where we have to list off some diagnostic numbers, long list of numbers, and just triple ones and double ones and sevens, and things were just popping up. Boom, 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 boom. Everything had more than one one, or this, it was... And I keep checking myself, and I'm like, am I reading too much into it? And then as soon as I say that, another one pops up, like 11-11 on the clock, 1-11 on the clock. And it's not, in the last week, I've gotten that a few times. What are the odds of seeing 11-11 and 1-11? Right? I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on how often you look at the clock in a day, or, I mean, it's all different for everyone, but. It just seems like it's popping up a lot. And then I'm doing this rando knot thing, and it's like the first one I focused on future. I didn't even type in future. There's nowhere to put in anything about future. I just thought about, huh, I wonder what I'm supposed to do in my future. And then, boom. That one took a while to pop up, but it pops up. And I go to where it is, and it's literally a business called Future. Like Future Energy Systems or something like that. And it's insane. And then right underneath it is something about, like, solar, not energy, something energy savers. Yeah, energy savers. And it just feels like a synchronous with my thoughts about energy work and harnessing chi, and what I'm feeling inside of me right now is what we have called chi or kundalini, or there's a lot of different cultures have this, a lot of different names, but it's all for the same thing that we experience. I don't know. And even if it's not all true, it's kind of a cool story. Kind of a cool reality to build a story on. I don't know. Like, I feel like I just said that just so I don't feel like I'm losing it, but just for honest. Trying to be 100% honest. Those are my fears. I need to face my fears. You are venturing into the unknown. But I feel your root, your physical body. You are at a mental state where you can now explore higher into those other dimensions. God, that sounds crazy. But it isn't. It's just because the language doesn't match people's understanding. We have to find a common language in order to explain the concept. But I think the concept's sound. Your physical being has to interact with this world, your physical body. And once you have that at a certain level, you're allowed to perceive the universe and all its elements through different filters. That's like putting a UV filter on something and how you see things differently, or a heat filter, or this filter, or that filter, or a red filter, how it changes how you see it, right? What if there's ways that changes everything about everything you know about everything? And when your root is good, and you're able to venture farther out and explore those different experiences. So just imagine, it's like putting a random number generator on your senses and how they interact. So you taste with your tongue and food and things like that, but what if all of a sudden you taste smells, or you taste colors, and you can taste light, or you can taste different things just because the prism of how those elements work together was slightly changed. And if that's the case, and if that's a possibility, then there are infinite combinations of how those elements work together. And with those infinite combinations, there's infinite ways to experience it. And that's what this is this is how we experience it. We have a physical body and a root that we have to live that life. You're put on the universe, your soul is in a vessel, your physical body, you live that life. But while you're there, if you can get your life to a point where you're sort of on an autopilot, where you're successful for whatever that means in that world that you live in, or whatever time frame you're in at the moment, when you're ready, you can explore the world, that world, and through the different prisms, by changing the elements of all the different things and how we interact. Like, maybe I can see smells, and I can see sounds and things like that. How synesthesia works is, but it's on a hugely infinite exponential like level. So, but who knows what it all means? It's fun to think about. But anyway, I gotta get back to work. See what I mean? In any given moment, I'll know what I have to do, as long as I'm making the right choice at that given moment. So I know I need to get back, so I'm gonna go back. Anyway, bye bye.